Morning. Well, we hope the men's shed had a lovely Christmas and summer break. And we know the local sheds are very important places of social connection. So let's hear what's been keeping them busy of late. Peter Hennis is our men's shed correspondent. Good morning to you, Peter. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Good morning, Beck. Good morning, listeners. Happy New Year to everyone else. And hope everything's been going well and you've recovered from that hot weather over the last few days.
It has been a tough one indeed, especially for those, I suppose, working who weren't able to stop, take a break or get out of the sun. Oh, my goodness, just very warm indeed. So great to see you are feeling slightly cooler today, Peter.
Yes, it's one of those times when you're glad you've retired.
Indeed. All right, well, let's have a look at what's been going on in our sheds around the region. First of all, let's take a little bit of a look at what happened last year. Tell us.
Mount Gambier Men's Shed, we've had roughly around 4,050, 4,060 people come through the doors in the last 12 months. Of course, most of them would be members, but there is a general public come in there as well. Most people have got to sign in, so we know what that is. And they've produced 25 outdoor tables and over 80 raised garden beds have been sold to the public in the last 12 months as well. The men's shed have also commenced building Jack and Jill seats and they've sold 8 of them as well. And so you can see it's been a busy year. On top of that, we've done our toys and plus the projects the other fellas want to do for themselves. So we've been a very busy year.
And you have been doing a building project as well?
Yeah, we've got a contractor in that's, he started on the 19th of January to put an extension on the side of our shed because some of the time the guys have got to do things outside and because they've got to do it outside, inclement weather at times doesn't help. So we've putting that on the side at the moment. I know the structure's started to go up already. I had a look as I went past there yesterday.
Yeah, okay. As well, I know the men's shed is always keen to be involved in the community. How has the men's shed been doing that last year, especially in Mount Gambier?
Well, we try to keep, part of our mantra is to be known to be doing things for the community. And so one of those things that we do is we go out to one of the big green buildings out the road there, one of the businesses, and we do their barbecue for them every so often. The Glen Burnie races, we've done the Summer Cup, and which was only last week. We've done the Gold Cup and a number of other things as well. In the process of doing that, because people always come up and say, have you got a, can we pay by card and whatever? We've now got a card reader, so all things can be paid for by the card meter when we're out there. We've got electronic transfers and other methods to pay for whatever we do out there as well. And on the 18th of February, we got the Minister for Ageing and Wellbeing, Natalie Cook, is scheduled to visit the Mount Gambier Men's Shed and have a talk with all the members and see what we do in there. So quite a few of the members are looking forward to seeing what happens there.
That would be good to see. You are always putting the call out for new members to join?
Yes, we're always putting out a call for new members and we encourage people to pop in on a Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday morning between 9 o'clock and noon and just have a look around and see what we're doing in there. And it's also a reminder at this stage to say that the subs are due for this year. So, and if anybody's having any problems with that, go and see the management and we'll work something out.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look around the region as well. Millicent, a very full project board at the moment.
Yeah, they've got a lot of things going on. Every time you talk to them, they tell us that their board is always full and busy. But this year, it's unfortunate that the school program has actually dropped off after being running for a few years. That's where they have the children come in, but they haven't got the members that are qualified to be able to work with children and that type of thing. So they're having a step back from that this year and it'll hopefully be back next year. And one of the big things that's going on over there, I mentioned last time they were doing a World War World War II aeroplane that they were doing. Well, the gentleman that's been doing that has been granted $150,000 by the Department of Veteran Affairs. because it's a very, very rare plane, and he is helping to restore it.
Wow.
So that's one big feather in the cap that they got over there. And they're making a World War One honour board for the RSL at Narracourt for the making a lectern for the Narracourt Museum up there as well.
Fantastic to see, as well. Other groups operating around the men's shed there as well.
Yes, they have. They have the garden part up there in their shed, and that's producing quite a bit of produce at the moment, which they're selling within the members. But occasionally, they do sell it down the street at some of the markets that they have down there, and also the railway group are in there as well. And in February, the railway group are going to be having an open day, so keep an eye out for that one.
Mm. All right, Nelson had a market on the 24th of January.
Well, they were supposed to have a market on the 24th of February,
no.
But it was that damn hot. I don't know whether anyone would have been there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they still had it. I hope they still had it. It's the one that they have in the whole town, but the men's shed are quite involved in doing that as well. I mean, they've got a lot of committees, fire department and CFS and men's shed and all that, but most of the people are in all of them, so it sort of involves the whole town. And they had that big market, and I was informed that after 10 years they're finally seeing a light at the end of the tunnel for building their shed.
Fantastic.
So it's taken a long time and a lot of hard work by those involved.
So they'll actually finally have a home.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, let's move further up in the region. Tintinara, the garden beds?
Yeah, garden beds, they were flat out before Christmas, but they got them all done. And are now looking at stopping soon having a bit of a break. But as they said that, they started turning up again.
So, always demand for the garden beds.
Yes.
Okay, Bordertown. The manufactured chairs have been completed.
Yeah, the manufactured chairs have been done, and for the bakery at Canova, are now open, and the payment was promptly paid for. That person apparently likes the way that they make their chairs and so forth, and has put in another order for some more, so that's on the way again. The 4-metre gum tree that they've done, a table that they have done, is completed. And the new owner is so pleased with that he's also put in an order for 3 more.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
He's supplying the red gum, so they'll go ahead and do that for him.
And this is not a small table. This is a 4-metre table.
4-metre table.
Huge.
And the others have got 3-metre tables.
Wow, so a massive chunk of red gum will be delivered again.
It must have been a huge big
piece,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, no, sorry, you're still sourcing the timber for the next two?
Yeah, they're sourcing timber for the next two, but he's going to supply them, so they're just waiting for that to turn up. And they're also very proud of their skill in building these tables, so they're must be fairly good. I haven't seen them myself, but when I rang him up, he was raving about them, so yeah.
So some grants coming into the Bordertown Men's Shed as well?
Yeah, they're thankful for a group of grants that have come in totalling over $30,000. And these funds are going to be used to buy a wood mill and laying the slab in which the wood mill is going to be situated. I'm not exactly sure what a wood mill is. I'm assuming it's a thicknesser and a timber cutter and that type of stuff, so I'm not sure. And they've purchased cover to protect the mill, so that's what's going to be coming out of that. And that was all supplied by the local council.
Yeah, okay. They've also decided to make another purchase there?
Recently they purchased 2 large water tanks, and they're going to be for the firefighting in the area. Mm. And should they escalate, they'll be able to use them. But the shed is located at the same place as where the pool is up in Bordertown, And so the pool's got to be emptied twice a year and refilled. So what they're going to do is they're going to reuse that water that comes out from the pool and use that into the tanks. So it's a community type thing that they're doing. So that's that should be right.
All right. They're doing kindling as well again?
Kindling is still going. I mean, even though it's hot and everything else, but they are still selling kindling up there, and they will do right throughout the winter months, and it's quite profitable for them, and that's sold through the local community work centre.
And they've got a venture with leather as well now.
Yeah, they've got a very good member who does a lot of work with leather, and if anybody's interested in any leather work whatsoever, belts, handbags, wallets, cases, you name it, he'll have a go at it for you, and yeah, just get in touch with them up there.
Fantastic, and great to see their garden as well, helping the local community.
Yeah, that's got an automatic watering system, so they're lucky in that respect, and it's got quite a bit, and it's very popular and being sold within the public.
All right, let's move to Coleraine. An antique desk sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's an antique desk and it's being repaired. They've been doing a lot of them Luchen chairs, so which are English type chair. If anyone's seen them on, they're quite often on TV. You see them. Well, they've been making them, and as a result, they've been asked if they would fix up an antique desk. And one of the members also is a wood turner who's just started there. So consequently, his work is in demand at the moment.
Fantastic to see. All right, let's move to Haywood. A lot of cheese boards being made?
Yeah, there's 65 cheese boards being made for one of the local clubs over there. Apparently, it's for their 50th anniversary. And they're being given to the members of that club as a gift to celebrate their 50th birthday.
And work going on at that shed as well?
Yeah, quite a bit. They've got the three new bays being erected in the workshop area, and a request has been made for four raised garden beds. And congratulations are in order over there as well for 20 years next month in February that the Haywood Shed have been doing meals on wheels, I suppose you'd say. They've been going out on a Tuesday morning. They leave. They've got to be there at 7:30 in the morning, and they do a drive of about 250 kilometres all up with frozen meals, and they hand it out to the people that require help. And that's done on a Tuesday, and it's 20 years without missing one of them. So
that's brilliant.
Fantastic effort.
A great community support there. All right, last but not least, Portland's reopening.
Yeah, Portland reopened on the 6th of January. They're a little bit later than some of the other sheds, and only small jobs are coming in, with a couple of new members also starting there. And a reminder that their cut-off for their membership is also on the January the 30th.
Beautiful. Oh, Peter, always lovely to hear what's going on in our men's sheds around the region. Great to see the amount of community involvement and work being done for our other local clubs by the men's sheds. As always, tireless, fantastic. Thank you, Peter. Good luck for the year ahead, and we look forward to checking in with you.
Yeah, we'll catch up in about, I think it's about 5 weeks or so this time, because we slipped one in early this time round, and by then all the sheds should be back working again by then.
Fantastic.
There's still a few not quite there.
Of course. Understandable. Thank you very much, Peter. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. And if you ever want to find out any further information about joining a men's shed yourself, you can give us a buzz here at the station. We can pass on Peter Hennis's contact details, or you can search Mount Gambier Men's Shed online.